words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I can't remember the name of it, but back in the days when handheld electronic equipments were kind of brand new, there was a little game or a toy, I think originally made in Japan, that was quite popular with kids. Maybe some of you remember the name of it. It was supposedly a little live being. A Tamagotchi. Thank you. I never had one. I wasn't teaching school at the time, so it wasn't a problem in school. But Tamagotchis were basically designed to be little living creatures that you had to tend to. That is, you had to check in with it every once in a while to feed it, to nurture it. And if you kept it and if you held it for too long and it didn't pay attention to it, it died. Is that correct? Okay. So, I want to talk about something else that we are invited to hold in our hands and hold in our hearts, in a sense, and hold in our lives, that we're invited to be attentive to as well. Not a Tamagotchi, but rather the truth. The truth of God. In our epistle lesson today, we heard Paul tell the church in Ephesus, "So then, putting away all falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors." In our gospel lesson today, we heard Jesus proclaim the truth that he was the bread of life given for the world, that the world might have life. Thomas Aquinas, the great theologian of the church in the 13th century, who wrote volumes and volumes of systematic theology, also wrote poetry. And amongst the poetry he wrote was the hymn that we just sung, "Humbly I Adore Thee." And listen again to the second stanza of that hymn. "Taste and touch and vision to discern thee fail. Faith that comes by hearing pierces through the veil. I believe whate'er the Son of God hath told, what the truth hath spoken, that for truth I hold." Aquinas saw the truth of God revealed in the word spoken and in the word that became broken in the bread and the cup. "I believe whate'er the Son of God hath told, and what the truth hath spoken, that for truth I hold." So how do you hold that truth in your life? How do you bear that truth in your life? For some Christians, it's a very simple task. Well, whatever the Bible says is the truth. And that is what we share with the world. But those of us who have been engaged in Bible study the last few weeks have been discovering and being reminded that the Bible is a many-layered document with many understandings and interpretations. And one of the great dangers is to simplistically say, "Oh, I know the truth because this is what the Bible says." And whenever we feel like we are going to share the truth, we run some risks. Because to say that one thing is true may be to say that another thing is not. Now, we probably know how we can use the truth in a relationship, for example, in ways that might be hurtful, when we know the truth about another that they may not know, and we share it. We know the ways in which faith as truth can be shared. And we know that when you are absolutely convinced of the truth as revealed by God, and there is no doubt and no questions, it can be a dangerous thing indeed. A community of Sikhs gathers for worship to express their truth. And that is so threatening to someone else's truth that the only thing he can do is to come into their midst with a weapon to shoot them. When truth is used as a weapon, it is certainly not God's truth. Nigerian Christians gather in a church for worship on a Sunday morning, and Islamic extremists who believe in their truth come into the midst of their space and use their truth as a weapon. But it is not just Americans who hate, Islamic extremists who hate. We know that the Christian church has been guilty of the same thing in various times and places, where arguments over the truth are taken to the degree where that truth or that perceived truth is used as a weapon to hurt and harm, to exterminate. That's no way to hold the truth of Jesus Christ. There are other ways that the truth has been conveyed. I know from my own experience as a young child, often as I was growing up, I learned that the truth was something that you had to figure out, the rules that you had to learn, and then you had to follow them, or else. You can fill in the rest of "or else" with whatever you may have been taught. I still remember early in my ministry, as I was preaching in a lovely little white church in northern New England that was the classic picture of a New England country village scene. White church on the green, tall steeple. This particular steeple had a bell tower that you could climb up into and look out over, and you could see most of the town. And I still recall talking to a woman who had grown up in that town. She lived elsewhere in the state, but when she heard I was the minister of that community, she started to speak fondly of growing up in that town, growing up in that church, and then her face got a little solemn. And she said, "But you know what? You know what happened? I had great Sunday school teachers, but I used to walk out of that church, and for some reason, I had the image that God was up there in that bell tower. And then as soon as I walked out of that church, God was watching me everywhere I went, waiting for me to do something wrong." Is that the truth of Jesus Christ? That's not truth as weight, but it's really truth or weapon. It's truth as a weight, an oppressive weight. And that is not the truth that Jesus came to proclaim, because it is the same Jesus who said, "Come unto me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So how else might we look at holding the truth? Well, perhaps more lightly. Not grasping it as a weapon, not feeling it on our shoulders as a weight. But rather than holding the truth, maybe allowing ourselves to be held by it, to be taken into the life and light that Jesus Christ offers. And to find the truth is not a weapon, it's not a weight, but maybe it's a window into the deep reality and truth of God. St. Francis of Assisi was fond of saying, "Preach the gospel always. If necessary, use words." What if we were to allow our lives to be the truth, to be the witness of the forgiving love that Jesus Christ makes known in the world? There would be something not only to hold, but to share, to bear, to offer in the world. And when other truths seem to threaten, to respond with openness and with love, with forgiveness. Taste and touch and vision to discern thee fail. Faith that comes by hearing pierces through the veil. I believe whate'er the Son of God hath told, and what the truth has spoken, that for truth I hold. May the truth of Christ giving himself to us in this meal, giving himself to us in his life and death and resurrection, be our truth that we share with the world. Amen.